This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 498. And before we begin to talk about some life-changing questions, let's do a quick review of last week's podcast, and that is how to develop resilience. Now, resilience and mental strength go hand in hand, and they all can be developed, but really mental strength is the precursor, if you will, to resilience. But there are four main ways to develop resilience. And that's awareness. And that is awareness of yourself, awareness of your thoughts, just awareness of the situations that you're around. Thinking, using some strategic thinking, getting more information, doing critical thinking about the situation that you are involved in. Reaching out, asking for help. Yes, asking for assistance is a way to build resilience. And then fitness. This is one of my biggest ways of challenging my clients to build resilience is through their fitness activities. And that is when you start to exceed what you feel is your capacity, you need to continue to push through it. And pushing through that will help you build resilience. So when we start thinking about life-changing questions, when things aren't going quite the way you'd like them to, it's often the result of not asking yourself the right questions. One question that is not the right question is, why does this keep happening to me? Why can't I do this? When we ask why we can't do something, we never find the solution. We find the justification for it. So when we're stuck, we're most likely asking wrong questions. So some questions are actually hard to confront because we're afraid we won't get the answer we want. Others because you really don't know what the answer is. So we'd rather not ask the question because, one, we're afraid of the answer, or two, we don't know the answer. So we just rather not ask these questions. But the best things in life really actually don't come easily. This is what resilience is about. This is what mental strength is about. And turning away from these tough questions is just a path to your complacent zone, to mediocrity. And, you know, in several podcasts before, we talked about the complacent zone and the mental line of support, your mental line of resistance. And if you don't ask tough questions, you're just going to stay in this for the rest of your life. And is this, right now, when you're listening to this, is this, if you don't ask yourself the tough questions, if you don't push yourself, this is potentially the peak of your life right now, if you don't push yourself by asking some questions or by taking some actions. So let's get into some of these questions. One, how do people see me differently than I see myself? We often see ourselves in a glamorous light. We're this, we're good, we're happy, we're this. But other people may see us differently. And when we, one, don't ask other people how they see us, we're going to go along with believing that our persona is actually true. But it takes guts to ask other people, how do you see me? And hopefully you have friends or coach or mentor that can give you their perception. It may not be the truth, or maybe not be the fact, it's their truth, but we can learn through different people's perceptions because, you know, there is a grain of truth in everything in there. So when we ask people how they see us, We often can open up to seeing our shadow side, seeing some parts of us that can use improvement. So this is a big question to be vulnerable and ask others, how do you see me? Another great question, who or what did I make better today? So at the end of the day, you're winding down, you're getting ready for bed. Ask yourself, what did I make better today? Whom did I make better today? This reminds me of the campsite saying, as you leave your campsite cleaner than when you found it. Well, did you leave the earth, the world, a better place today because you were in it? What did you make better? Whom did you make better? Am I being true to my values? This is a huge, huge question because number one, you need to know your values and know them. We live by our values. Our values give us the direction in our life. But if we don't take time to know what our values are, and we know when we're not living them, we have this ucky feeling, this disconnect, this feeling of not grounded, if you will. But are you really being true to your values? Some of them we are, some of them we aren't. But the first thing you need to do is examine your values. Now, there are some assessments online that can give you those clues to those values, or you can just ask yourself, what's important to me about life? What's important to me about a relationship? What's important to me about a career? And start to answer those. And that also is a path to your values. But I would really truly ask this question at least weekly. Did I live according to my values this past week? What haven't I taken time to learn about? And although this is a negative, if we are avoiding something, if we know that we could learn something, like learn a new language, learn a new skill, but we, quote, don't have the time, then we need to ask ourselves, what haven't I taken the time to learn about? You may want to learn something new, but reality, we all have time, because if you're spending 1 hour in front of the TV, you have time to learn something. And when you're asking yourself, what haven't I taken the time to learn about? Well, I could be learning about hypnosis. I could be learning about NLP. I could be learning about life extension. I could be learning about math. I could be learning about sacred geometry. But these are all things that you could be learning about. So these are things that you may want to learn, but you haven't taken the time for because you are doing other things. In what areas in my life am I settling? Wow, that's a hit right between the eyes. Because when we settle, we kind of succumb to that comfort zone. And this is the thing that we want to do, is be able to step outside our comfort zone. So where are you settling? Are you settling in your relationship? You're just tolerating the individual that you're with. Is it full of passion, love, romance, happiness, joy? Or is it avoidance of an argument? Are you just not talking because you want to avoid an argument? Or do you have that passion? Are you settling in a career? Well, at least it's paying the bills. I don't need to put myself out there. So where in life are you settling? What do I want my life to be like in 5 years? Often most people don't even know what they want their life to look like 5 days from now, but no less 5 years. But 5 years is a long time. I love this question, but you could also say, what do I want my life to look like in 1 year? Just what do you want your life to look like? And that is your complete lifestyle. That is where you're living, who you're with, your income, your physical, your romance, your education, your hobbies. What do you want your life to look like? And really dissect that and look at it and get very specific on that. Another question, what would you do if you weren't scared, if you weren't afraid? Now, you can say you're not afraid of anything, but in reality, when we don't do something that is maybe like bungee jumping, you know, well, I don't want to do that, that's silly. Well, most likely it's because you're afraid. And being afraid is okay. It's just we have to realize how much fear is holding us back in life. There are some things that we really fear is good. We don't want to jump into a lion cage at the zoo. That's just not good. But if we call it scared. So what would you do if you weren't scared? What are some of the things? Would you ask that person out? Would you ask for a raise? Would you go out and start a business? Would you start a new nutrition plan? What would you do if you weren't scared? Another great question is, who has the qualities that I aspire to develop? This could be a mentor. It could be a real person or a fictitious person. But what are some qualities in individuals? And this, on a side note, this is directly attributed to your shadow. So our shadow part of ourselves is those aspects that we have denied. It's not good, it's not bad, it's just what we have had to not have denied. And if we see qualities in other people and go, man, I wish I had them, you actually do have them, you just haven't recognized them and embraced them. So this question opens the door to that shadow side of yourself and being able to look at the qualities that you want to have and develop, and you use another individual as a mirror to look inside yourself. So this is a really powerful question to open up the shadow side and also to see how well you can develop. What problems am I solving? Are you just complaining about things, or are you coming up with solutions? Now, there are some big world topics that are very prevalent these days and people are complaining them. And then there are some small macro and micro challenges and people are not solving them. When you complain, I would ask you to also come up with a solution and then start acting on that solution. If it's something big and global, write to a person in political power, write to a newspaper, voice your concern over something. That's helping solve the problem. Sitting home or going to a pub and complaining to your friends does not solve a problem. So think about the problems that you're solving, or are you just creating more of them? What's stopping you from doing the things that you should be doing? Right? So we all know we quote should, unquote, be in health, clean our house, wash our car, go to work, these other things. But what's stopping us? What's stopping us from doing that? Many times we have ingrained in ourselves this victim mentality, so we want to blame, complain, and justify why we're not getting something done, so we can play the victim and then not take responsibility for our results. I'm not saying that's what's stopping you, but you know there are things that you should be doing. So let me ask you, what is stopping you? This is a good life-changing question. Will you be my mentor? This is asking somebody that you aspire to be like, or somebody that you have great admiration and respect for. Go up to them, ask them to be your mentor. Now, that is a courageous act. And that can be a life-changing question, because the mentor will most likely say yes, and that person will then help you craft and create the life that you want. This is a very courageous and vulnerable question to ask of someone. What's the most important lesson you've learned so far in life, and are you living that lesson? Huge question. So all these questions, you could sit with them for 10, 20, 30, 40, 80, 90 minutes. And I would ask that you just go ahead and sit with these questions and start to come up with some answers so that you can start to change your life, so that you can start to live the life that you want. So those are the questions. So let's bring it on. You know, asking these hard questions can be extremely uncomfortable, but you don't learn and grow by sticking with what's comfortable. Again, getting back to that complacent zone. Really sit with these. If you go, no, I don't have time, I'm going to, the fact that you're resisting asking yourself these questions is a huge red flag as to, you know, deep down inside, you should be asking yourself these questions. You know you should be answering them. And by not making time to do it, deep down inside, you're avoiding something. You're scared of something. So go back where you can go back through these questions again. Go through back the podcast again. You can go to warriormindcoach.com and get the show notes and print these out. But I would encourage you to take some time with this. So next time, I still will wait to be inspired for what we talk about. And again, you can go to warriormindcoach.com for more information. And please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.